From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Friendster, the online social networking website, was so last summer. It was all the rage. It let friends and friends of friends share online profiles and arrange to meet up. This summer, you can do the same thing on a cell phone. Reporter Ben Gilbert tried out a new piece of software called Dodgeball.
Dennis Crowley is sitting on the patio of a bar in New York City. He'll talk about dodgeball for hours, but you have to forgive the mobile phone messages and calls he gets just about every 10 minutes.
So hold on, my phone's blowing up again.
Crowley came up with the idea for dodgeball in the dark days of the internet bust to meet up with former colleagues.
As we're all getting laid off or moving to other jobs, my friends and I weren't hanging out as often as we used to hang out. So, you know, the first person to go out would broadcast the location. It would just go to a select group of friends.
Dodgeball allows a user to send a text message from a mobile phone to the Dodgeball server, a single email address. From there, the Dodgeball server shoots the message out to a kind of virtual mailing list of friends that the user has previously designated on the Dodgeball website. You tell the service where you are, and it tells your friends.
So whenever I go out, like if we go into a bar called Bleecker Street Bar, and as soon as we get there, I send a text message with the text at Bleecker Street Bar, and then it goes out to 70 people on my list of friends.
For example, tonight, Crowley was supposed to meet up with friends at one bar, but then changed plans and is now at another bar called Barramundi.
So I send a text message that says I'm at Barramundi. What happens is all my friends get that text message. So even if my friends are waiting at another bar a couple blocks away, they now got my new updated location, and then as we saw, one of them called me to see what was up, and the other one walked in the door about 2 minutes later.
But the really exciting or scary part of this technology is that once you check in, the system looks for other users in a 10-block radius who share 1 degree of separation from your dodgeball friends. It tells you where your friends' friends are, and dodgeball then tells those same people where you are. So I decided to try the service from a busy strip in Washington, D.C. I send a text message to Dodgeball telling it my location. A few moments later, I receive a text message from the service informing me of a friend of a friend named Adam just a few doors away. It tells me I know Adam through a person on my friends list, Julian. So I decide to track Adam down. I walk down the street into a packed bar and ask around.
Do you happen to know a guy named Julian?
Yeah.
Do you know about Dodgeball.com?
I do know about Dodgeball.com. In fact, I was just Dodgeball by one Julian Sanchez. And yourself, I believe.
Adam and I talk for a while. He's an aspiring author working at Starbucks.
So this is kind of wild, man, because we just met through cyberspace, basically.
Phone space, I think. Instant message space. It cost 12 cents, but you know, hey, it was worth every penny.
Adam is one of about 10,000 people in 15 American cities using Dodgeball. But when I try to get my friends to join, they're a little paranoid about a computer and a cell phone knowing where they are. Co-founder Alex Reinert admits this fear is one of Dodgeball's biggest obstacles.
We often get the question that's like, how do you know where I am? And there's a sort of a big brother creepiness factor that people are always concerned about. And we try and make it as clear as possible that we're only getting information that you give us.
In other words, the system only knows where you are when you actively check in, and then it forgets a few hours later. Crowley and Reinert hope to overcome people's fears and in the process maybe turn a profit by offering on-the-fly happy hour announcements through Dodgeball and expand their appeal so shoppers might use it at the mall or business people at a convention. Crowley's next objective is London, where Dodgeball could become wildly successful. Text messaging is so popular in England that it's caused a new health problem, TMI, or text messaging injury, a mobile user's own version of carpal tunnel syndrome, but in the thumbs. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert.